Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Which prospects are hot right now? We'll break it down next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome in to FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, May 7th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. The 5 prospects on the verge: Adley Rutschman, Nolan Gorman, Max Meyer, O'Neill Cruz, and our latest addition, Royce Lewis. What do you have on these 5?
Yeah. So things are getting real now. Adley Rutschman's rehab assignment has moved up to AAA in very short span of time. And Pirates GM is already on the record. Mike Elias is already on the record as saying he doesn't have a lot more to prove in the minors. He just has to prove he is himself. So it sounds like he could be nearing a promotion here soon. Nolan Gorman's strikeout rate is kind of blown up again in recent games, and so John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, he's kind of said bringing Gorman up will basically mean they're moving on from Paul DeJong, and assuming there's not an injury, of course. So I don't know that they're especially eager to do that, but he's still among the top 5 to stash here, of course. Max Meyer's somebody who seems to be getting really close to. Eliezer Hernandez his ERA is up to 6.66. He hasn't looked good at all this year. And the Miami Herald recently reported that the Marlins were considering making a switch there. Meyer has been awesome at AAA. He struck out a rehabbing Ronald Acuna twice in one game. Let's not forget. So I think it's definitely wise to go ahead and stash him away. And yeah, Royce Lewis is kind of the man of the hour here, since it looks like Carlos Correa, unfortunately, has a broken hand. And Lewis, former number one overall pick, has really been playing like at a AAA this year. A lot of steals already. The strikeout to walk ratio looks great. We last saw him in 2019 because, he's been out with a torn ACL the past couple of years. He had some mechanical issues that brought his numbers down, but he seems like he solved those. It seems like he used that time away wisely to revamp his swing and start to live up to his potential as a former number one overall pick. And yeah, this Correa injury could be his chance to break in and do some damage.
All right, the 5 prospects that are on the periphery. These are just some prospects doing something of note as of late. Shea Langeliers with the Oakland A's, Michael Harris with the Braves, Stone Garrett with the Diamondbacks, A-plus name, that's awesome, Stone Garrett, Andrew Abbott with the Cincinnati Reds, and Roiber Salinas of the Atlanta Braves. Scott, what do we have on these 5?
So Langeliers and Harris are the big name prospects, the one you've probably heard of already. Langeliers at 24, a bunch of home runs at AAA already. Favorable home environment, so maybe that's padding the stats a bit. He's blocked by Sean Murphy, of course, who's one of the few catchers who's actually hitting decently here early in the season. So I don't know that we're going to see Shea Langeliers that soon, but he's a power hitting catcher and worth noting. Michael Harris, he kind of surprised people maybe how high he was in the prospect rankings after hitting only 7 home runs last year, but he's really showing his potential this year at AA, making that leap look easy. Yeah, you said A-plus name for Stone Garrett, A-plus backstory too. He's 26 years old. He spent a lot of time in the Marlins organization and was out of baseball altogether in 2020, actually working as a realtor. But he came back in 2021 showing more power than he did before. He's made some changes to his swing, his approach. Says he has a better idea what pitchers are doing against him now. And he's putting up ridiculous numbers at AAA here to begin the year. It's not like the Diamondbacks couldn't use the help in their lineup. Also got some speed to spare. So Stone Garrett, you know, looking like an interesting potential pickup in dynasty leagues where all the high-end prospects have been picked up already. And yeah, I just got to mention for Roiber Salinas, he struck out 52 in 23 and two-thirds innings, a distant first in strikeouts in the minors, at least you know, at the time I wrote this article Wednesday. A little reminiscent of Spencer Strider, how he just is going crazy, missing all the bats in the lower minors, and we'll see if he has a similar progression up through the organization this year.
That note on Stone Garrett, that is really something. So I'm rooting for the guy. Let's make it happen. That is awesome. Good for him. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.